Hi there, GWA backstage. This is Little Fuck Bunny. I'm doing the new all 2019 accent challenge. So I may as well just jump right in and start with question one. How do you pronounce your username? It's an easy one. It's Little Fuck Bunny. Where are you from in the world? I'm from the UK, specifically England. What is it when someone throws toilet paper on the house? One, rude. Two, we don't generally have that in the UK, or at least not when I've ever known it, but I know it's classed as TPing. What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? Well, I refer to it as pop. And I think that's just from my northeast upbringing, hence the phrase of council pop being referred to as water from the tap. What term do you use for gym shoes, trainers generally? What do you call your grandparents? Dead is the correct answer, because I've only got one left, who is granddad. And my nana was, my grandmother was called Nana. And my grandparents on the other side died when I was very little. And it was just granddad and my grandma. Probably would have been a grandma because she was quite posh. But she died when I was one, so I really can't remember much about her. What do you call the thing with wheels on to carry groceries in the supermarket? It's called a trolley. It's also called a bastarding thing when the wheel doesn't work and it kind of goes off on its wonky little own mission. What do you use to change the channel on TV? It's called a remote control, I know that, but in our house it's also called the Hoofer Doofer or the Hickey Flicker. So depending on what mood I'm in, I'll generally ask where the Hickey Flicker is. Choose any book and read a random passage. I don't actually have a book. I am sitting in the car with no reading materials whatsoever. I literally have nothing to read. Okay, let's skip that one. I'm sure you know what my voice sounds like, or if anybody really, really wants us to read an excerpt from a book, I can add that as an extra one. Do you personally think you have an accent? I know I have an accent. I can't hear myself with an accent, and I know that my accent has lessened over time and morphed into something else. So yes, I've told a lot of people I don't think I have an accent, and they generally laugh at me and think I'm crazy because I don't hear my accent. Right, say these words. Ant, envelope, theatre, court, salmon, bacon, macaroon, camel. Oh, sorry, caramel, not camel. I'm going a bit blind. Fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root. Probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pyjamas, iron, naturally, aluminium. I always say GIF, and I know everybody's going to shout at me for saying it's actually called GIF or something. I have no idea. New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob. Sorry, I'm such a juvenile person for laughing at the word knob. Alabama, mobile. Country, biscuit, garage. Say any three words that come to mind. Two of them are dead easy. Three of them are dead easy, actually. I always have people remark on my enunciation of two particular words. One is film, and everybody thinks it's really sweet how I say film rather than film. And the other one is book, because it's got a double O in, so it says ooh. So I always overpronounce the ooh sound. So it's, if you're reading a book or you're going to cook something. The other word that I am going to say is a colloquialism from the northeast, which is clarts. And it's defined as sort of wet, gloopy, sticky mud. So if something's really clarty, then it's really muddy and horrible and sticky. and you're prone to lose a Wellington boot in it, or a welly. I apologise for all the background noise because I'm actually sitting in my car, so I'll read this. Oh God, brain and gear. I will listen to this when I get home, and if it's really horrendous, I will re-record it. And hopefully if I'm at home, I can actually read a book as well. But I'll see how bad it is. I hope my random ramblings haven't offended anybody, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.